Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Attorney General William Tong on the show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chaz. Good morning, AJ.
Morning. Morning. What's the deal?
The deal is you got to be careful. We've seen a flood of look-alike cannabis products, and it's pretty scary what they look like. They look like Cheetos. They look like Sour Patch Kids. They look like Oreos, and they're not snack foods. Even though the packaging looks just like snack foods or candy, they contain high concentrations of cannabis edibles, and our concern is that these look-alike products, fake products, get mixed into, the home supply of candy, for example, or people buy them, they're lying around, and kids mistake them, and it's very dangerous.
I saw the package of the fake Oreos.
Uh-huh.
The Stoneos.
Yes. Stoneos.
Yes, so read the label.
And it looks exactly like Oreos. Like, I wouldn't even think, because I've been looking at it my whole life, wouldn't even read the... I'd just open it and just eat a million.
Right, and all of a sudden you want more.
No, but that's the thing. Kids don't get into candy and just have one.
No.
And one's enough to knock an adult out.
Yeah.
Like, this could be really bad.
Very bad.
So a package of edibles, if you buy them from a dispensary, and you still can't do that yet in Connecticut, but if you bought them from a legit dispensary, those packages might include, or in Connecticut, a maximum of 100 milligrams of THC. And we have found that these look-alike products contain as much as 600 milligrams of THC. And if a kid mistakenly eats the whole bag, that's 125 times the safe amount for an adult. So I don't have to tell you that that's resulted in thousands of calls to poison control centers across the country. Sorry. And this is real. People sometimes... When I raise this issue, they sort of laugh me off and say, that's not a real problem. It is a real problem.
It is a real problem.
Yeah.
And to get in front of it, that's how you handle it. You don't do it after there's a bunch of kids in the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We just got to make people aware and make sure that they're careful. First of all, they shouldn't be buying these products because they're bootleg products. They're not legal products in Connecticut. And they shouldn't be using them in the first place. But let's acknowledge that they're out there. And make sure that people are careful and protect kids.
That's the other thing. Like, when I saw this story, and good for you for getting in front of it.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, there will be those people who put edibles into these trick-or-treat bags just because they think it's funny.
Yep.
It's a drag.
It's not funny.
As a parent, you got to really look through this stuff. Or go to houses that you trust and all that stuff.
Yep.
What kind of candy will you be handing out at the Tong House on Halloween?
So we're big 100 grand bar guys.
Oh,
perfect!
I'm going there.
So the truth is, over the weekend I was at CVS with the family, and they had a display where it was like buy one get one free. So I pronounced in the middle of the store, I'm going to buy 100 grand bars for my office, right? And that was actually my
intention. You made a pronouncement?
Yes.
Yeah. In the middle of the CVS to my family.
Ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah.
Right?
I'm the Attorney General. Shall pass this 100 grand behind my office.
And I thought that my edict, right, would carry the day.
Yeah.
We get home, the 100 grand bar bags, two of them were torn open.
Uh-oh.
You know, there's 100 grand bar wrappers everywhere in my kitchen. Didn't last.
Oh, wow.
Didn't last a couple of hours.
When you make that mixture, there's a couple of bars that have that magic.
Yeah.
But that mixture of the chocolate, the nougat,
the Rice Krispie stuff in it.
Yeah. It's unbeatable.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. It's delicious, and I'm a big peanut M&M guy.
Okay.
How about you guys?
I was till diverticulitis hit me.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. When I was a kid, I hated the peanut ones, and then you get older, and I love those more than the others.
But the regular kind, you just take a complete handful and just pour it in your mouth.
I
That's a real buzzkill, Chaz to say, like, it's for older people. You know, it's candy for older people.
I know. Do young kids like that, though? Like, if you're six, do you like those?
I like the peanut M&M's. Always did. You do every once in a while get the bad peanut where it's like a rock in the center.
Yeah, or just sour tasting.
So less nut. Not as easy to find, but the peanut butter M&M's. Okay. So good.
And the
When I was a kid, I wanted chocolate. I thought peanuts was something that adults eat.
Okay.
Like, just give me chocolate mixed with chocolate.
And no one gets hurt.
I like chocolate wrapped in a sugar hard coating.
Right.
M&M's.
You know what bums me out is that kids don't play the games we used to play. And I'm not talking about, like, toilet papering somebody's house.
Okay, good.
I mean, like, bobbing for apples. Do you remember that?
All right, well, there's the whole mouth in the water thing.
Man. I know, I know.
And when your friend's pushing your head down into the water.
And COVID and all of that. I get that, but
kind of gross.
I remember that was kind of fun.
Yeah, like it wouldn't just be trick-or-treat. There'd be games.
There'd be games.
Right. Yeah, pintail and donkey, stuff like that.
Well, that's more birthday, no?
Well, you know,
pin the tail on the monster.
On the ghoul, whatever.
There may be another type of scam brewing, Attorney General Tong. Remember when emails just started getting popular? There was that Kuwaiti prince scam where he, like, had all this money and he had the whatever. What was it again? It was a
Nigerian prince.
That's it. Nigerian prince.
Yes.
Right, and then he probably promised you all kinds of money if you
gave him money. So you're like $15 million. He always showed you that picture of like the stacks of money in a room.
Yeah. I don't know if you're aware of this. This happened a few decades ago.
Yeah.
There's a new one now making its round. And here's the thing: I thought, well, no one's going to believe this. So that AJ said, maybe this is real.
Yeah. I got an email saying, "Dear winner, I'm Mackenzie Scott, the ex-wife of Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos. I'm donating $4 billion to charities and vigils and colleges across the globe from Scott's foundation to provide immediate support to people suffering economically from the COVID-19 pandemic. You are one of the lucky winners. I have a donation grant worth $1,850,000 for you and your community. Contact me for information if you're interested. Best regards, Mackenzie Scott." But then she just gave the money to
She gave like $80 million to the Girl Scouts.
Girl Scouts. I'm like, well, I don't know.
She made out good, Mackenzie Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do we do here?
we just got to be careful. Look, scams happen every single day. They're all variations on a theme, right? The Kuwaiti or Nigerian prince, Mackenzie Scott, lottery scams, they're... Most people know, and I try to say to people, know what you know, right? Know that this is too good to be true. Know that nobody's just going to send you an email or a text and just give you tons of money away.
So don't answer it.
Don't. Right.
I mean, what's
I didn't need to say that, but maybe I need to say it. Don't answer the email. Don't click on the link. Don't call the number. Hang up the phone. Just know what you know, this is not real. And all I hate to say this and talk about buzzkills, like, but in this day and age, you just got to remember that all of us, for scammers, all of us are a mark, right? We're all a target, and nobody is immune. Everybody is vulnerable. You catch someone on a bad day, you hit them with the right pitch, and people lose money all the time, thousands of dollars.
I'm completely honest with you. I swear to God that he looked at me during a commercial break and said, maybe this is real.
Well, yeah, with the Girl Scout thing, you know, I'm like, well, you know, strange things happen.
I'm like, wow, I didn't know I knew anyone who would fall for it. I know people fall for it. I didn't know I knew anyone.
I was just going to answer it, and if she wanted any money, I'd be like, no, forget about it. I just wanted to answer what happens next.
Here's what's going to happen. One day you're going to come into work, Chaz, and AJ is not going to be there. And you're going to be like, well, what happened? Where's AJ? And he's going to be on his yacht because Mackenzie Scott bought him one.
Suckers!
Who's laughing now?
Lighting a cigar and a $100 bill. That's right, suckers!
All right, well, thank you so much for coming out. We're going into this phone thing. We've been talking to the tribe because next week we do Freak Week leading up to Halloween.
Yeah.
And we're asking folks to call in the most haunted places in Connecticut. Do you have any off the top of your head?
Oh, geez. State capital?
Nah. Yeah, all my money disappears.
Nice. That's the show promo. today, by the way.
Nice.
All right. Thank you, Attorney General Tong.
Thank you, guys. Thank Have you. A great Halloween.
You too.
You too. Okay. What do you do to someone who releases a bunch of bees on police officers?
You swat them in the face.
No, you put them in some kind of an enclosure with a bunch of bees.
With a bunch of the bees.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And you cover them in honey or pollen.
Oh, that's true.
Well, here's a news report of what happened in Massachusetts.
You know, law enforcement officers face all kinds of threats, but out in Longmeadow, they never saw this one coming. They say a woman weaponized bees to try to stop an eviction.
This one really takes the cake.
Investigators say the winged weapons came stacked in hives on a trailer, unleashed by this woman intent on stopping an eviction.
The bees came out unleashed and swarming, angry, and they started stinging everybody there.
Sheriff's deputies say hundreds of bees started swarming and stinging them, raising fears about possible allergic reactions.
One had a really high blood pressure, so was taken to the emergency room.
Deputies arrested 55-year-old Rory Susan Woods, who managed to zip up her beekeeper's suit in the chaos. Investigators say she didn't know the tenant, but is known to protest evictions.
All right, you know what you got to do? First of all, it's a $1.5 million house, so no one's feeling bad for this person.
Oh, wow.
This is not a person who's like eight kids, I'm a single parent,
I'm blocks.
I'm in a cape.
Yeah,
like, leave me alone, bank.
Yeah.
This is a person who's, all right, let's not get too crazy here.
I made a bad investment somewhere.
Yep. You got to just take some bees and chuck them in that bee suit and zip it up.
Exactly, yeah. and then break the lock.
Didn't she yell something? I hope you're allergic.
Oh, yeah, no, someone was having problems.
Yeah.
And she's like, are you allergic?
I hope so.
Good.
Yes, yeah, so good, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh. Yeah.
You want to take a couple bees also and put them in her mouth and then duct tape her mouth.
There you go, see?
Oh, yeah. Put it in her sandwich.
She probably enjoys that.
In her sandwich.
Put it in her sandwich. Don't let her know.
Right. Yeah. In her beer.
Yeah, it's a BLT. Don't ask about the bee.
Right.
That's not protesting. That is not demonstrating. That is breaking the law.
The sheriff says emotions often run high during evictions, but they've never planned for this kind of attack.
And when the bee's pulled up, there's no turn into page 50 to say, hey, this is what you do when this happens.
It's
thanks
such
to quick
a wild
action.
Scene.
It is.
What do you do?
Get raid.
Winged weapons.
Just get raid.
Yeah, but you don't have that on hand. That's not like in
one
of the vehicles.
Well, now you should carry it.
Yeah, yeah. I guess now.
Yeah,
but...
You can't tase them.
What, are you going to carry something for every possible scenario?
I would.
That was the problem with Batman, the television show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would just happen to have it in his belt.
He would.
It's not the real. Shark repellent spray is the famous one.
How did you know?
Seriously,
you didn't know.
Right.
This should be in a movie.
I had no idea.
You saw the script.
Right. You knew ahead of time.
This should be in a movie called Winged Weapons.
What do you do when bees attack? You jump in water, or you get in a car, you get in a house, you get into something that's enclosed.
Or you do what I do and scream like a girl and wave your arms around. Yeah. Like,
you're supposed to not move, but how does that happen?
My neighbors, the worst part is the neighbors can't see it. They just flipped out.
There has to be security footage somewhere of someone just running from bees and running right into a tree. Right.
Or a wall, a door,
or a wall,
a car.
Right.
Yeah, a glass door that doesn't open.
Traffic off the side of a building.
I'd do it. I'll recreate it. Don't worry.
Nice.
Don't worry.
Very good of you.
Turn into page 50 to say, hey, this is what you do when this happens.
But thanks to quick action, the woman was arrested quickly before anyone was seriously hurt.
Instead of looking at four counts of assault with a dangerous weapon with intent, she could have been looking at manslaughter.
Now, that woman, she was released on bail, and the very next day, investigators say that she was right back at that home protesting, but they say she was doing so peacefully.
No bees attended.
Yep.
That is unbelievable.
It's evil.
It is.
Yeah.
She shook the boxes to get him mad.
I was going to say, how did she get him? Okay. She agitated him. Gotcha.
That's crazy.
She went, bee, fly my bees, attack.
That's like snakes on a plane, but with bees.
Right.
She was basically like the witch in The Wizard of Oz with the evil monkeys.
Right, with the, fly my
release
wee friends,
the
fly,
Kraken.
Wow.
What was she saying? What is she saying? Fly?
Fly, my winged whatever's. Yeah.
Fly, my precious.
Those monkeys were just a nightmare when I was a kid watching. I'm like, ooh.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, winged monkeys. What do they do? Like throw feces? Dive bomb them.
I don't think you have to throw it. You just go.
Yeah. Right? This is true. Just dive bomb.
What a talent.
Right, when the monkey tail goes up, look out.
Oh, bee stings.
Yeah. I got stung by a bee twice.
How?
One time I stepped on one of the flip-flops as a little kid.
Oh, that sucks.
And it was those little thin flip-flops. I meant to go squash it.
I feel like that's how most people get stung, is step on it.
I asked for it. I asked for it.
You asked for it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you to wear flip-flops.
And I got, yeah, right. And I got stung in the
doesn't
bottom.
Doesn't sound like him to kill something living.
Right, exactly. Right.
It's like I stung in the bottom of the foot. Nature.
Right. You're so calm. Or to get mad at something and go at it with a flip-flop.
I was
none of this sounds like you.
I was a stupid kid.
You're docile.
Wait, you were a stupid kid?
And it grew into a stupid adult, yes.
I think this is you.
And another time I got stung. I was mowing my lawn, and I went through like like those little
lawnmower.
You ever see those tiny white flowers that, like, grows in your grass? They're like, I have crabgrass.
Okay.
Yes.
There was a whole bunch
guys.
Of them on there, and I guess one got ticked off.
They look like a little piece of popcorn.
Yeah, I got ticked off. It got ticked off. I was riding the lawnmower through it, and jumped on me and stung me. But those, they don't want to sting you. But that's a survival thing because they die also. They're protecting the queen. The a-hole with wings, the yellow jackets, those bastards.
I thought
bastards.
You were attacked by them before, no?
No, the yellow jackets, I got stung one time doing the pools. I got stung in the armpit.
So it's just three times you were.
No, bees. It was bees. Yellow jackets, I got hit seven times in one shot.
I see them as a bee.
Yeah, no. Yellow jackets, they...
They're not a bee?
No, because they don't die. They can sting you over and over again.
But wouldn't that be a bee that just doesn't die when it stings you?
No, it's totally a different kind of bee. It's in the wasp family. Yeah.
Wasps and bees, I think, are the same thing.
Me too. No.
Because I see a wasp, I think of it as a wasp, a bee... It's like a dog.
Yeah.
I don't
see
a dog and say, oh, that's a German Shepherd. That's not a dog.
Yeah, no, bees are cute. They're like, two different colors. They got little fat bottoms and stuff like that, Wasps are like long and skinny, and there's something weird hanging down. Like they got some kind of, like they're packing.
they're pee-pee.
Like, hey, how you doing?
Like an old Italian man.
Yeah, how you doing? Hey. Yeah, what are you doing my problem here?
Or a black guy. Needles.
Yeah. But, those sons of bitches will sting you over and over again. I know, because I got hit twice by the same one.
Oh, man.
Little bastard.
What a time.
Yep.
That would happen.
Yeah, that's the one where once they sting you, you have some scent or something.
Yeah, the thing is, if you wave your hand... Like if like one's near you, you ever notice you wave your hand at it, like go away? All of a sudden, a whole bunch show up.
Yeah.
When you do that, they release a pheromone saying, "Hey, I'm under attack over here," and they'll come running.
Yeah, it's like a gang.
Exactly.
You have much knowledge on this.
It's like one of those.
You get stung seven times.
You pick on some kid or something, and then he like calls out for his brother, and like eight giant brothers come out.
Right.
Damn it.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh no. No, yep. You got to stay still.
That last one actually flew into my shorts. I ran to the house.
Oh, no.
I ran to the house. I'm like, I run to the house, right? And I'm in the bathroom for a second, and I feel something on my leg under my pants. And I see him go, do, come out from under my pants, under my short leg there.
Oh, no.
And he comes out. It looked at me and goes, yeah, and stung me. That son
He's
of a
like,
bitch.
Wait for it.
I hit him. I went, boof. He
like
hit the
upper
ground.
Thigh?
I grabbed the flip-flop. I went, wham, wham, wham. I still have the stain in my floor. I can't get it out. I turned him into jelly. That bastard, I hit him with a good flop, too, man. That was a heavy one. Smushed the crap out of him. Look at me and then sting me in my house, you son of a...
Oh, that's
really?
Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had a bee get into your car while you're driving?
Yeah.
It's the most dangerous thing.
Yeah, because you're paying attention to a bee now. Like,
it's worse than texting and driving.
My dad broke his windshield one time with a bee. The bee was in his car. He's eating lunch. Right?
I love the bee. Didn't sting you in the junk. It's right. Like, oh, no. I want to make eye contact with this guy.
Exactly. I'm right in the thigh.
Upper thigh. Yeah. That's sensitive.
Yeah, my dad's eating a sandwich in his Volkswagen Beetle. 60 Beetle. He's having a sandwich and he sees a bee in his car. Right? The bee's right by the windshield. My dad doesn't want to get stung. So my dad quietly takes his napkin.
You just say the word bee and 15 minutes later, he's still going. Go
right.
Ahead.
We've had bad history of bees. Right?
He's so traumatized.
My dad quietly, right, slowly puts his napkin over the bee against the windshield. Now my dad's afraid he didn't put enough pressure to kill it, so he kept on pressing all of a sudden and the bee was still alive.
Man, AJ hates bees.
Oh yeah, I'm not a friend.
That's how I feel about vegetables. How right. You feel about bees.
And that ends my bee stories.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Hopefully forever. I feel like you can't handle another one.
You know
one.
What? Every summer's a new chapter.
I've had dogs where I see them going, happening?
Yeah.
And they have a live bee in their mouth. And I'm just thinking, how many times did that thing sting?
Probably tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh,
be happy.
Can you imagine getting stung on the tongue?
My friend got stung on the throat.
Ah.
My friend Paul twice.
Ah.
Once with a sandwich and then once with a beer on the beach.
Oh.
Two weekends in a row.
So you're not done with your bee story.
No,
probably
not.
Shot his mouth, huh?
Yeah. Yep. Finish the sandwich, though.
Look at that video of me this week. Freaking out.
Yeah.
But I demand my pizza to be ready.
Yeah. Why isn't my pizza ready?
I don't know. Look around. We can't find help, okay? It's freaking Pizza Hut, okay? I'm sorry. The whole world didn't stop to make your pizza.
That one?
Yes, that
okay,
one.
Got it.
I seem to recall that, yes.
I got a note from David Eisenman. Thank you, David. Morning, Chaz. The best thing about that Pizza Hut segment is that the story wasn't even about Pizza Hut. AJ was telling the story about Little Caesars. You were yelling about Pizza Hut, and I'm yelling at my radio, it's not Pizza Hut. He's going down. You're going down.
You're going down.
You're on video, pal. That's right. It. That's the end of your career.
Yeah, in authorities.
At Pizza Hut.
I like that.
You never work with Little Caesars again.
You're trying to help me.
I was trying. I kept saying Little Caesars. I'm like, why isn't that listening to me?
To be fair, this is how we set the story up at the very beginning.
A guy took a TikTok to comment on how he was treated recently when he went to a Little Caesars pizza.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Chaz, I was confused.
You apparently had this vendetta against Pizza Hut.
I was like, am I just tired?
I kept on trying to go back to like, Little Caesars.
It got to the point we couldn't get in anymore. It was like, oh, he's off.
In.
We got to just let him go.
I gave up at like five times. Like, oh, screw it.
I'm sorry. The whole world didn't stop to make your pizza.
Little Caesars. Little Caesars.
Oh, you're going to have to wait 5 minutes. Jesus Christ.
Little Caesars, Jess.
I'm going to send my life right now.
Little Caesars.
Wow. Wow. I got a chance to see how crazy I look.
Wow. On film, yeah.
I like when you hit the desk and the camera moves.
Me too.
Yes.
Right.
You're an angry elf.
Like it felt like a dramatic editing.
Like Hulk smash.
I thought Brian shook the camera,
yeah, no.
You know, did a visual effect. He said, no, that was the camera. He goes, it even moved left.
Right.
Wow.
You were a little angry elf.
I apologize for my behavior.
Pizza Hut.
Tell Pizza Hut.
Yeah, Pizza Hut did nothing wrong here.
Apologize to Pizza Hut.
They're the innocent victim here.
Right.
I'd like to apologize to Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look around. We can't find help, okay? It's freaking Pizza Hut.
They only have stuffed crust goodness there, okay?
You never work with Little Caesars again.
Little Caesars is like, we're off
like,
the hook.
I'm like, all right, he'll get it this time.
Nope.
Wow. I'm like, all right, I guess he just wanted to hear Little Caesars. I stopped. Yeah. So I'm like, I give up.
Treated recently when he went to a Little Caesars. And I even said it. Little Caesars. Where did I get Pizza Hut
Where's
from?
Where's Pizza Hut going?
Bring a Pizza Hut.
Oh, Natalia.
Hey, Natalia.
Bring a Pizza Hut.
Hi.
Bring a Pizza Hut.
It's like, what? What we do?
Wow.
Oh, that's good.
What we do?
It's just because Chaz really never messes up, except for names, I guess.
Oh.
Poor Pizza Hut.
My head turned so red.
You did.
I thought it was actually going to explode.
Like tomato sauce.
Yeah, right here, right at this point.
Let's end my life right now. What am I even saying?
Let's end my life right now? I don't know.
Oh, you're about to blow.
You were dedicated.
Yep.
Let's
that's in my life right now.
You were all in, that's for sure.
Notice these people who go, I don't have to go through it again, but they go into these restaurants where people make very little money.
Like Little Caesars.
Yeah. You're going to get like a $3 pizza or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, you expect to have everything handed to you immediately.
Instantly.
Then be treated like royalty.
And like you should never break your stride. Like, yeah. I walk in, take the pizza, and leave without even stopping at the counter.
You're yelling for a good cause.
Yeah. Right.
But then that's not enough that, okay, we're short on help. I have a paper hat on.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Embarrassed.
Yeah. I'm wearing a uniform.
I'm already.
Yeah. I don't want
this isn't like my best life right now.
Yeah, my duties in front of
me. And now you come in.
Yeah.
I don't have the pizza ready. And now you're going to take your phone out.
Right.
You're like, I have to up my daily pill now.
Your pizza!
Yeah, Little Caesars, yes.
It was a good yell.
But these are the people who professionally, they're complainers.
Yeah. The
professional
pushers.
Complainers.
I hate it.
They're on a seek and destroy mission to find someone doing something wrong and then out them and go bananas.
Yeah. Like, what do they do for a living?
Did they think the internet was going to rage on this person at Pizza Hut? Like,
yep.
The whole world.
You mean Little Caesars?
Do you mean Little Caesars?
Anyone else hear that?
Here, what?
All right. What are the most haunted places in Connecticut? We're putting a list together. Next week is Freak Week here on the show.
Boom.
Freak Week.
It's every week here.
And we're going to have experts in, and I want to make sure we cover all the best stuff.
Right.
1-877-764-2535. Mike and Shelton.
Hey, guys, I talked to you yesterday about that church home. Next,
can you talk into the mouthpiece?
I'm trying to. Yeah, I'm in my car. I don't know. You can't hear me?
Now I can.
Yeah, now you're good.
All right, cool. There's a place in Seymour, right off the water, on Roosevelt, right off Roosevelt. It's called Hell House. It was on
Hell House.
Discovery Channel. Hell House. Yeah,
Hell House?
The name like Hell House, you know. It's kind of like understood.
That's what they called it on Discovery Channel, Hell House. So my buddy said, I used to live right down the street from it, and I never knew about it.
Now, what made it Hell House? Like, is it like all kinds of hell things going on, or was just a bitch to build?
Are you a dumbass? They called it Hell House on Discovery Channel, I'm telling you.
I'm sorry, dumbass?
Look it up. It's called Hell House. Anyway,
it was kind of a stupid question.
That wasn't like a dumb question.
You were like, why? Hellish things happen there?
Like, well,
they called it Hell House.
Oh, my God. Well, Discovery Channel. The carpenter that went to do work on it, he ended up dying a week later. A realtor ended up dying a week later. And so, whatever. So we're over there this time of year, years ago, taking pictures all over the house. And sure as nothing, man, my buddy comes up and says, see, I told you, right in the front door, there's a face. You could see clear as day there was a face right on the door. What? I'm out of here. Bye.
Did you get a picture?
He has a picture. And he sent it to me, but my phone ended up breaking, and it was on my Gmail.
I hate that. I lost so many phones, pictures just from getting, you know, new phones.
Or maybe the hell did it.
Chaz, I'm telling you, you could see a face Thursday. I said, I'm out of here, and I was driving. And nobody wanted to leave. I said, bye, I'm leaving.
There you go, see? You're the smart one. You're the one who'll, like, live at the end of the movie.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not staying. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God, Kevin, you were right. I told you. Yeah, you could see a face Thursday, man. It spooked me,
Unless it's waiting for a proper time.
I'm sorry.
All right, Mike.
Crazy.
Now.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Thank you. You can hear he's still affected by it.
A little bit, yeah. Sounds like hell.
You got mad when he
said... I did, yeah, because it was called a joke. No, dumbass! I'm like, yo, slick, take it down a notch, will you? God damn, man. Have some coffee.
You know, I just thought this was going to be haunted places in Connecticut.
It's going to be haunted,
right? It's going to turn out to a fist fight. You're going to make a ghost.
It's going to turn to hell.
You're going to turn him into a ghost.
That was his ghost story. He didn't want you interrupting it.
No. Understood.
The original Hell House featured on the TV show Seymour, Connecticut. Yeah. All right, they got some pictures.
Yeah.
The strange thing, if you're able to get to the address and type it in Google Maps, your screen turns black.
Oh, go for it.
You can't see anything, but you will see two red dots on the screen when you decide to see the house as road view.
Now, does anybody actually live there, or is it like abandoned and vacant and scary?
I have a feeling someone lives there. This picture on this Facebook page.
Yeah. Oh, here's the owner's name, B. Ezelbub.
There's another comment. Funny thing is, it looks like this house has been remodeled and is not inhabited.
Well, we just talked to someone who was there.
Yep. And then left quickly when he saw a face. Hey, get your face out of here.
Oh, there's a picture of it inside.
Oh, yeah?
And it's just this creepy old Victorian-style chair in the middle of a room. Nice. It's like
creepy.
Eerie.
Right. Oh, my God, look at the wallpaper.
There is wallpaper.
See that a paneling, one of the two? Yeah, no, something's called the Hell House in a Bind.
All right.
I hope that was coming out the mouth.
Right. Sorry.
Hey, diarrhea.
Hey, diarrhea. Sorry, chili.
Oh, speaking of that sound, like haunted places, I think AJ's throat is haunted. I was finishing up that arts commercial, and there was a noise.
Here's how it happened, and then I have a boosted version.
ArtsTVOnline.com. ArtsTVOnline.com.
All right, if you're driving right now, you have, like, it's not easy to hear it, but yeah. All right, we amped it up a little bit.
Here it is again.
Online.com.
Like, just came out of my throat like, yeah. Oh. It's a demon inside.
He had a cricket in there or something. Tree frog.
It sounds like that little frog that gets on the counter at the end of the movie.
Hello, yeah. My baby.
Hello, my honey. This one leg up. Yep, that was a shock.
All right, so I'm going to write that down. We want more information on the Hell House in Seymour, Hell Connecticut. House.
Right.
Next week on Freak Week when we have our experts in.
Right.
Most haunted places in Connecticut. Jerry in Southington.
Yes, how are you?
Good. What do you got?
It's of Elba Street in Trumbull. It's just really weird and creepy there.
The Trumbull in general.
We drove through there and it was like the car was like, you know, it's a perfect car, but then it started like, you know, it started stalling out on us and stuff. Like, what the hell's going on? You know?
Oh.
That's called a clunker.
What kind of car?
this was quite a while ago. This was like an old Chevy Impala.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Next case.
Hey, I don't even know if it had points. I don't know. But
then
anyway.
This blue smoke started coming out.
Yeah, there was
well,
no points in the car.
Totally out, and then we pushed it and pushed it, and we pushed it actually, I don't know, maybe a quarter mile.
Hey, Jerry, let's get to the ghost part.
Yeah.
Where's the ghost? Where's the haunted?
I'm sorry, I don't have any ghost thing about it, but maybe it was something to do with that. But it also,
I guess,
we checked it out the street afterwards. It says it's the most haunted.
Oh, really? The street's most haunted.
Yeah.
The street is the most haunted. What street?
Velvet, Velvet Street.
Oh,
Velvet.
No, that's the Melonhead Street, isn't it?
Oh,
I thought that was Downs. Downs Road.
Was it Downs?
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
Well, there's each town claims
their own version.
Yeah, Shelton says, right. Trumbull says, Monroe says.
Right, right.
Yes.
Well, Melonhead's got several houses.
All right. Does someone want to help us clear this up?
Velvet Street.
Velvet Street.
In Trumbull.
Right.
I think it's also called Dracula Drive.
Dracula Drive. Okay. That sucks.
Oh, boy.
1-877-764-2535. The most haunted places in Connecticut. Your throat's haunted.
That was the ghost of my breakfast. That was a breakfast bowl. Jimmy Dean.
It's the ghost of Jimmy Dean.
It's actually the ghost of the pig from the sausage.
Wow, this Hell House thing is so... I never heard of it!
Neither have I.
Apparently it's still abandoned. No one lives there now.
It sounds like a frat house, doesn't it? Hell House.
That tells you everything you need to know. In this market, where you could sell a house at any price.
In Seymour, yeah.
It's empty.
Yeah.
Wow. Hell House.
What?
City?
What? Hell House.
Old garbage mail goes there.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, I just heard you guys talking about Velvet Street.
Yes.
Yeah, that's also Melonhead Road.
Is it?
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
It splits between Trumbull and Monroe.
Okay.
All right.
Because Shelton also says they have a road where there's that.
Right. Everybody's got a Melonhead.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a Melonhead.
Hey, I got a Melonhead.
Yep.
All right, so Velvet is also known as Dracula Drive, and it goes from Trumbull into Monroe.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Getting closer.
Right.
Thanks,
thank
sir.
You. What do we know about the Melonheads? Can we look that up? Melonheads in Trumbull.
I think I saw one like 2 years ago at the Durham Fair. Nice guy. Came to the booth, but he had like a small face and a really large head.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then Drew was like mesmerized, like, his eyes are like wide. I'm like, dude.
Don't stare.
Dude, come on.
Oh, be wow. Cool. Be cool. That'd be horrible. A right? Horrible way to go through life.
Very nice person, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hat didn't fit. Over here. I'm back.
John in Bloomfield.
How about Dudley Town, if you guys want to look up some more research? I just know that it was the land was cursed, all the horses died, people died because of the colonization of the king.
And wasn't it like
King Angle or something like that?
It's like really quiet, like pin drop quiet.
Yeah, it's in the woods. It used to be an old town. It was settled, and everybody died in it. Yeah. And it's all private property now. It's in Cornwall.
Is that the one with all the little houses? Or this is the one that's the wood?
No. There's, like, a whole bunch of, like, little small settlements. I don't know, like... But you can't go in there. People see orbs, and they've seen a lot of shit.
Stuff.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. It's that poop. Yes.
Stuff.
Oh. Right.
Okay.
Then, you know,
okay.
You want to look that up? It's really awesome.
All right. No, you're right. We got to look into that one.
Right.
You know, I'm a little confused. I think Dudley Town was the one with all the little houses.
Okay.
They're all like little abandoned houses.
Right.
And then there was that other one where it's the woods where everything's quiet.
Okay.
And I forgot which one was the one where, you know, it's just infected by some illness and like just everybody died. But before they died, they kind of went nutty.
Yeah.
And some people say it was an illness, and then some people say it was way more than that.
The water, yeah. That's why you call water doctor next time.
That's right.
Check your water.
They had the water doctor there.
They'd be fine.
Not a problem.
Yep.
We got it all cleared up.
They'd flourish.
Nick in Oakville.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. What do you got?
All right, so Hearthstone Castle, also known as Terrywhile Castle in Danbury, Connecticut.
Is it Castle in Danbury?
Okay, wait a minute.
Huh.
What's it called?
Hearthstone Castle.
Hearst.
Also known as Terrywell Castle over in Terrywell Park.
Terrywell. In Danbury?
Yes, in Danbury.
Oh. Okay. What's the story on it?
It's been abandoned for years. The city has been willing to sell it for a dollar. Someone promises to fix it up, but...
Really?
The project's died many times, as well as because it's so haunted. Me and my buddies used to go up there during high school times and kind of joke around. And we saw some stuff, heard some stuff, got sticks thrown at us from nowhere.
Oh.
There's a whole lot. There's a whole lot about it online.
I'm gonna look it up. I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah, why not? Real estate? I'll turn it over 2,000. Here you go.
You sell it for $2.
Exactly.
You've doubled your money.
Very nice. See? I'm a tycoon.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, Nick.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the Mighty 99.1 PLR.